championing conservatism. Today's insightful recap from Fox's Finest. In today's whirlwind of political discourse, our Fox News Channel stalwarts, Laura Ingraham, Jesse Waters, and Sean Hannity, have once again cut through the noise, offering sharp, insightful commentary that champions the conservative cause. From Ingraham's spirited takedown of progressive follies to Waters' wry observations on society's digital dilemmas and Hannity's impassioned critique of policy blunders, our latest newsletter brings you the essence of conservative thought leadership. As we navigate these tumultuous times, let their wisdom be your guide to understanding the challenges and triumphs that lie ahead for conservative America. Tackling Titans, a spirited examination of the Ingraham Angles' standoff with the status quo. In the arena of spirited political discourse, the Ingraham Angle on Fox News stands as a coliseum where the battles of conservative ideals versus modern progressive movements are expertly dissected. Amidst the thrust and parry of ideological debate, Laura Ingraham, armed with wit sharper than a Damascus blade, brings to the fore the pressing issues, providing a clarion call for conservative action. The most recent episode was a testament to this ongoing struggle, encapsulating key discussions on the conservative front. At its core, the segment was an invigorating mix of critical analysis, unfettered skepticism of liberal strategies, and a dash of comedic relief, reflecting the iconic style of a dearly missed conservative radio legend. One of the show's headlining topics was the seemingly unending saga surrounding former President Trump, a figure who continues to loom large over the political landscape. A fascinating highlight from the Bloomberg poll revealed Trump's remarkable lead in 7 swing states against the backdrop of Biden's presidency, characterized by challenges both at home and abroad. The show wasted no time lampooning the Democrats' fixation on Trump, juxtaposing it against the tangible issues Americans face daily under the Biden administration. As the Ingraham Angle deftly pointed out, the surge in crime, escalating border crises, and the opioid epidemic are glaring testimonies to a nation grappling with policies that seem more about political vendettas than public welfare. Adding to the spice, Ingraham's critique of the Democrats' strategy, or the lack thereof, was a masterclass in political banter, highlighting the absurdity of relying on recycled faces and failed policies, all while ignoring the elephant in the room, the dire need for leadership that echoes the concerns of the common American. As always, the Ingraham Angle did not miss a beat in calling out double standards and exposing the chinks in the liberal armor, especially regarding immigration policies and their impact on American society. Through erudite reasoning and not-so-subtle jabs at liberal hypocrisy, the episode artfully highlighted how current policies risk metamorphosing America into a realm unrecognizable to its citizenry. Interestingly, the episode also broached the Democrats' apparent gamble on using legal machinations against Trump, juxtaposed with a reliance on Nikki Haley as a potential counterweight. Ingraham's portrayal of these moves as acts of desperation rather than strategy was both enlightening and entertaining, as she used wit and wisdom to paint a picture of a political opposition flailing in the wind. However, the pièce de résistance of the episode was Ingraham's prowess in weaving humor with her incisive take on the administration's failure to address key issues meaningfully. From drug legalization woes to the border management fiasco, her narrative was a compelling clarion call for a return to the conservative principles that champion proactive governance over passive rhetoric. Wading into the whirlpool of Washington's woes, a Jesse Waters primetime recap. Ladies and gentlemen, gather round. It's time to dive headfirst into the whirlpool of wisdom and occasionally whim that is Jesse Waters' world. If you missed the latest episode, fear not. As your trusty conservator of conservative values, I'm here to bring you all the highlights, witticisms, and crucial takeaways. Buckle up. It's going to be a ride more thrilling than finding a tax return loophole. First on the agenda, we're tackling the sticky web of politics and public funds. Picture this scenario. Offices transforming federal grants meant for gang prevention into personal piggy banks. Cue the dramatic music. Yes, friends, we're discussing allegations of fiscal finagling within the realms of those elected to serve us. Trips, swag, and a whole lot of who approved this expense. Jesse pulls no punches. delivering the kind of fiery commentary that makes you wonder if our politicians are more Scrooge McDuck than public servant. Next, Jesse took us into a deep dive on social media's impact on society, presenting a world where thumb scrolls have replaced heart-to-hearts and hunched-over phone gazes have become the new family dinner posture. Ring any bells? Waters then masterfully navigates the labyrinth of congressional hearings, pointing out the ironic spectacle of politicians grilling tech moguls only to accomplish little more than viral-worthy soundbites. A mix of humor and hard truths, Jesse dissects the facade, advising us not to wait on these high-flying executives or Capitol Hill to save us from ourselves. Ah, but folks, the pièce de résistance was perhaps Jesse's exploration of the digital Pandora's box we've collectively flung open, likening the digital age to mythology's most infamous gift giver. Our modern-day Pandora, armed not with a box but with broadband, unleashes not plagues or sorrows, but an endless stream of digital dopamine hits. Jesse, ever the orator, warns of the cyber zealots behind the screen, sculpting our realities while we tacitly comply, phone in hand. Not forgetting the lighter side of primetime, Jesse also served up a satirical feast on the increasingly absurd extremes of cancel culture, roasting the convoluted logic frying today's discourse with the same glee a barbecue enthusiast reserves for the 4th of July grill. In essence, the latest Jesse Waters primetime was a vivid tapestry of conservative commentary, blending the gravitas of political analysis with the effervescence of satire. Waters, like a maestro conducting an orchestra of topics, delivered a symphony of insights, making us laugh, ponder, and above all, pay attention. So there you have it, folks, a whirlwind recap of a show that's as entertaining as it is enlightening. Whether it's fiscal funny business in government, the digital dilemmas we face daily, or the ever-encroaching specter of cancel culture, Jesse Waters stands at the ready, lamp in hand, guiding us through the labyrinth of modern American discourse with a wink and wisdom in equal measure. Stay informed, stay amused, and above all, stay tuned for the next episode, because in these unpredictable times, who knows what whirlwind we'll wade into next? Chaos in the Capitol. A lively recap from Hannity's latest saga. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around because, in the world of political commentary, last night's edition of Hannity was one for the books. The flair, the fervor, the unapologetic conservatism, it was all there, served on a silver platter for anyone with a taste for insightful political banter and a side of serious analysis, sprinkled with a touch of humor to keep things interesting. Buckle up as we dive into the highlights because, trust me, you don't want to miss this recap. The star-studded episode kicked off with none other than Facebook's own Mark, social media mogul Zuckerberg, squirming in his seat on Capitol Hill. Why, you ask? Our conservative crusader Sean Hannity wasted no time in unveiling the oh-so-delicious details of senators grilling Zuckerberg like a well-done steak over social media's sinister role in the lives of America's youth. It was a spectacle, my friends, with Senator Josh Hawley cornering Zuckerberg into an apology that seemed as heartfelt as a crocodile's tears. You could almost hear the collective gasp of the audience from coast to coast. Oh, the drama. But wait, there's more. Just when you thought it couldn't get any steamier, Hannity turned his laser focus onto none other than Appeasement Joe and his merry band of policy blunders. Iran? Check. Open borders causing havoc from Times Square to small towns you've never heard of? Double check. Hannity, in his element, was like a maestro conducting an orchestra of conservative critiques, hitting every note with precision and passion. It was a shock and awe campaign, highlighting how Biden's executive pen giveth and taketh away, leaving America's security hanging by a thread. And just when you thought you'd caught your breath, Hannity took us on a whirlwind trip to the heart of New York City, where the streets witnessed anarchy unfold as illegal immigrants, feeling emboldened by New York's finest, having their hands tied, took to redecorating Times Square. The illustrious former mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa, with his guardian angels, vowed to restore order where the city's leaders have failed. It was a call to arms, a reminder that when push comes to shove, the spirit of American vigilance is alive and kicking. Oh, but the pièce de résistance, folks, came when Hannity laid out a feast of truths about the catastrophe at our southern border, serving it up cold to Appeasement Joe. With a record-breaking number of illegal crossings and a tale of policies turned sour, it was a segment that could make even the most ardent Biden supporter squirm. The audacity, the lack of accountability. It was conservative commentary gold, shining a light on the administration's glaring missteps. To cap off the night, Hannity dove into discussions with luminaries like Senators Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham, dissecting everything from big tech's tyranny to Iran's boldness, their insights cutting through the political fog like a beacon of conservative hope. It was, in a word, enlightening. In conclusion, last night's Hannity was a roller coaster of emotions, a symphony of conservative truths, and a beacon of hope for those feeling adrift in these turbulent political times. It was a reminder that in the world of Hannity, no topic is too hot to handle, no policy blunder too big to tackle, and certainly no liberal argument too convoluted to debunk. Until next time, dear viewers, stay sharp, stay conservative, and most importantly, stay entertained, staying true to our values. As we conclude today's journey through the heart of conservative commentary, let us remember the importance of staying informed, engaged, and unwavering in our beliefs. In a world where the tide of public opinion is often swayed by fleeting trends and untested ideas, the insights from the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Sean Hannity serve as a beacon of truth, guiding us through the fog of political discourse. Let their wisdom embolden you to stand firm in your convictions, advocate for the principles that have long defined our movement, and continue the fight for a future that honors our cherished traditions and values. Together, we forge ahead, united in our commitment to preserve the legacy of conservative thought for generations to come.